One thing that has changed since we first met is since 1997, we have also had an office in the Berlin main train station, first in Bahnhof Zoologischer Garten and now in the Berlin Hauptbahnhof.
And since then, of course, Europe is united, Germany is united, and Berlin is no longer a little side trip, but it's the center for a lot of Eastern European travel.
Berlin has become the envy, if you wish, of many other European railroads because unlike Paris or Brussels or, let's say, Frankfurt, it has a north-south, east-west connection point central to the city, allowing for good connections.
That's the new Hauptbahnhof.
That's the new Hauptbahnhof.
So historically, towns like Paris have been designed where you have one train on one end of the town going to Lyon, the yes. Gare de Lyon, and one in the north, the Gare du Nord, yeah. and one in the south, the yeah. Gare du Sud. Yeah. Vienna has that, and now they're evolving, aren't they, to have a central station?
Wherever possible, Vienna will be having a new central station, allowing for the same kind of north, south, east, west component in about a year.
Now, Alan, is that because trains are so fast and they're demanding such efficiency that they try to avoid these dead-end stations where the train comes in and stops and then has to kind of back out and carry on? Mm-hmm. They'd rather have the pass-through stations?
Pass-through stations are often more efficient. Even a city like Stuttgart, which you don't often think of associated with a short visit to Europe, benefits from the new train station that's being built in the next 10 years, which will be a pass-through station. It's okay. more efficient.
So there's a lot of pressure, I would think, from the people in charge of the infrastructure that is like, you better have a pass-through station or your town is going to suffer from service.
A city like Paris would love to have a pass-through station,
right.
but it's so built up, it's very hard to find the necessary space to develop such a station.
Rome is probably similar.
Rome is similar.
Because a lot of times you have to use that suburban station in Rome. What's it called?
Well, there are two. There's Ostienza and there's Tiburtina.
Yeah.
And both serve a function that essentially expands on what happens at Rome Termini Station.
Because some fast trains don't want to go into Rome and they'll make you stop out at Tiburtina.
That's correct.
And Venice, obviously you can't have a pass-through train station in Venice because it's the dead end out in the lagoon there.
But it does happen occasionally that you leave Milan, you come to the station Mestre, and to continue into the lagoon, you have to change trains.
And this is a pitfall for a lot of travelers. They might think they're going to Venice, but this fast train doesn't actually go into Venice. It stops at the last mainland station, and then you have to get out at Venice Mestre.